There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
Love your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
You know what it is? Last week, I was food poisoned throughout most of the week.
I do like that you pretend as if you weren't complicit.
Oh, so you're blaming me? You're blaming me?
You're the one who consumed it.
You fucking asshole. Look at me. Look at my face, Patreon. Look at, you can't see it at all, but look at this innocent face. Oh, I'm just eating spaghetti. It's my spaghetti eating mouth.
Okay. I know. I'm sorry.
But the thing is, then I decided we went to Vegas for 24 hours real quick. Me and Natalie, that little like romantic dalliance.
It was very fun.
You know, he's good at banging out in a different state. And you get out there and like, it's just nice to switch it up. And it's just something about like, but then I added spaghetti to it and it's nice though. But what I will say is the new spaghetti pushed out the old bad spaghetti.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Side Stories. I am Ben hanging out with Spaghetti. And
I'm allowed to be like this. This is my feeling. So, I'm indulging. I'm decadent.
I don't want to get too in the weeds, but so during lovemaking, it changes in Vegas for you. You do different.
No. Everybody, I can see. Let me. This is for the couples out there. You listen to me. Side Stories, LPOTL@gmail.com. Isn't it not nice to bang out of state? Like you want. I love having sex in my home. We do.
Right.
But I also like to do, it's nice to change an area code because then it feels like, ooh, fresh and new. But it's not. It's still you.
It's not cheating or anything.
No,
it's,
of course not. Yeah, but it kind of feels like, oh, we're to different people because we're happier because we're in a hotel because I don't have to clean up afterwards. Not that all the
Wait
juices.
Wait a second. Oh, let's saying, move like, on. Just, all right.
Saying, all the juices are well maintained by the family.
Culligan, man. We just don't need to hear that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I'm sorry,
the,
Fernando.
The cleanup
I'm sorry,
process.
Everyone. I'm sorry, Natalie. I love, we're fine. We are fine. We're set to go. Yeah, woo, wow.
Perfect. We want to thank everyone who came out to our show at the Avalon this past Friday.
Yes.
Henry and I, we were blabbing and everyone was so incredibly sweet. So thank you for coming out to our experiment, which was a very fun experience. So thanks everyone who came out.
Seriously.
And we
have
a bunch of stuff to get you today.
Yes, we do. And it might get repeated. I don't know when we're going to book another Side Stories Live, but it was so much fun.
Yes.
But there's a lot of really interesting stories this week. So
we
got to really
start with,
it.
Speaking of love, we should start with
we have
love
to.
Gone horribly right and then awfully wrong.
What is it about? What was it called again? Histophilia? Hybristophilia.
And what's that?
Hybristophilia is the predilection to want to have sex with a convict.
Okay, well, I think all of us
have... Or a criminal, an incarcerated person.
Okay,
and I guess some people, it really takes a hold of them, right? Like, people really get into this, and there's one woman that it is a direct result of her entire life falling apart. And I know that this has got something to do with love, but I don't know what it is.
It's Vicky White is her name, and Casey White, ironically enough, no relation.
No.
Casey, the male, and Vicky, the female guard at a corrections facility.
I just love that they're continuing the white race. Now, these guys, like, what a pair.
I might be out of school here, but she's kind of cute.
Interesting.
She's not like, I mean,
I'm sure. Well, she's dead now. But Vicky White was a corrections officer. This is out of Evansville, Indiana. Vicky White was a corrections officer that was guarding a murderer, a man by the name of Casey White, who was being put in a low security to like transfer area for him to go back in between federal penitentiaries, right?
Okay.
And somewhere in the transfer, Vicky White and Casey White, during a scant period of time when they got to know each other, they fell in some kind of very intense, powerful love.
Chemistry is real. Sometimes you get a smell of someone and then your brain is just like, whoop, 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 and then all rationale is gone. And maybe that's what happened here.
Vicky White, 56 years fun, and Casey White, 38. They're believed to have been in Evansville since at least May 2nd. That's where they left, right? They disappeared in the night with a truck that apparently Vicky White had recently purchased, which is apparently, so this was planned. At some point, Vicky White sold her house when she met Casey White. Either that either happened circumstantially, it happened for coincidentally, or she met this dude and she says, fuck it. What we do need though is some funds if we're going to fall in love. So she went, she sold her car. She understood that the practical nature of needing to stay together sometimes takes money.
This is why, honestly, Bonnie and Clyde, they could have learned something from this older couple who understood it's not all fun and games. Sometimes you've got to sell your house. They escaped from the Vanderburg center, according to County Sheriff Dave Wedding. They apparently did not have a very good plan.
No.
So that was kind of one of the problems.
They did a couple of moves that are so Grand Theft Auto, it's pretty incredible. So they left in her new truck. They then went to a car wash, and they thought that the way that you do this is that we're going to put the car in the car wash, right?
Oh, my God.
And then we're going to steal another car from here.
It is Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, it is.
But it doesn't work because you not get the stars. They don't eliminate
they don't go
in
away.
Real life.
No, they don't. No, they keep going. And so this was an 11-day manhunt. For Vicky White. Because at first they thought, like, there was a little bit of a discussion of, like, okay, maybe Casey White has taken this woman hostage. But then they found out she's been taking cash out of her bank accounts. And they didn't know what was happening.
Right.
Like, okay, so she, like, because at first they're like, all right, maybe this is a murder situation. Vicky White is a hostage, blah, blah, blah. They then started realizing, like, oh, no, they're shacking up. And they start seeing them on various security cameras on the run. Since they see them going together. They see them kissing. They see them engaging with each other. They see them being like, oh, well, I guess they're in cahoots. And it ends in a full-on, like, wannabe shootout. Casey White actually said straight up, because he was captured when they found them, he wanted to shoot out with the cops. But what happened is that they were in a full-on attack, like they were being chased by the police. They got railroaded into a ditch. Out of a moment of pure desperation, Vicky White put the gun in her own mouth, brains out. They arrested Casey White. He said he wanted to show down with the cops, but too late. But Vicky knew, I won't go down without Casey by my side.
It seems romantic, but it's not, because it's horrible. Apparently, there was a bunch of guns in the car. They had some AR-15, some 9mm.
They were found with 29 grand and four wigs. And that's what it is, too, because you can switch up the wigs. But between either one of you, if you need to do all of a sudden, now I'm wearing a Vicky wig, they're going to think I'm a beautiful lady.
Right.
And then she puts on some kind of Jerry Curl wig, and they're like, oh, they're going to think I'm Rick James. But no, you're still Vicky.
Yeah, they really kind of did a Bugs Bunny meets Grand Theft Auto approach. In a way, you do have to wonder, at what point did they realize it's no longer fun? Like, the idea of being on the run, it reminds me of Matthew Sweat, the guys from upstate New York that also had a woman help them out, a female guard helped them out. And then I think she quickly realized that she's in way over her head, and she was detained immediately. But I feel like the one dude who ended up getting shot by the cops, he just went out and he got hammered at some cabins and stuff.
Yes.
I feel like it was fun for a second, but then
for a little bit,
it's got to really get stressful very, very fast.
Dude, I actually really read this. You know, she disappeared on her day of retirement. She was supposed to retire that day, April 29th, when they made the move.
She just did it all wrong then. Well, that's not how you retire.
No, man. She saw it ahead of herself. She was like, I'm going to fucking. But you know what? I've been on the right side for too long.
Yeah.
But guess what? If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right no more. Well, I guess then I'm a criminal. I'm some kind of felonious woman for getting you out of jail, you murderer. I'm going to murder my pussy.
Also, to make this even more unique, Casey White, he was 6'9".
Yeah.
So I love.
She's tiny, man.
I love that they were like, I'm 6'9". This is a joke I used to do on stage, how I can never be a murderer because it's just, there's no one, no one fits my description but me.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like for him at 6'9", putting a wig on in order to disguise himself, you need to cut your knees off. He needs to actually have surgery and like.
You just need to sit in the car.
You can't stand up ever again.
You just have to sit in the car.
Because if you're 6'9", we are 0.1% of the population. So, so that's interesting.
But you've actually said this to me before about how, like, technically being tall, it's people women want to talk to you all the time. So maybe that's what this is. Vicky White sitting around there.
Maybe
she's a little bit shaped like an egg. But
she was retiring. Honestly, brother, when it comes to prison guards, she is like a normal looking person.
She's a normal woman, yeah. And honestly, maybe she fucking. I mean, I'm gonna say I can't even imagine what that sex is like once you break him out and he just rains down on. He coming for you.
I'm gonna describe it as clunky and a little lumpy.
But you know what? You know what slowed them all up?
What
was that? None of them. They all refused to believe that Vicky White would possibly have had anything to do with this. So they were looking into all of this other stuff, wondering if it was Casey, like who Casey was talking to. Blah blah blah.
Right.
Vicky White was the mastermind behind the entire fucking thing. So
that's
he was behind
insane.
Bars. So they realized afterwards, like, well, the dude couldn't plan anything from behind bars. He didn't have a cell phone. He didn't have any of that shit. He had nothing.
But 6'9", You know what they do in prison, right?
What?
Suitcasing. That's where you put everything up your butt. And then you have to do, and you get, this is your transport. So
can
what I'm
I
saying
ask
is.
This? Do you have a longer butt cavity?
I would assume, sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com. I don't know my biology enough, and we're not getting into biology.
No, we are not.
But I would have to assume, yes. I would assume that I could put more inside of my ass than you can.
There's more tube.
And it's cavernous and large.
I was trying to say to Nellie that I believe that my intestines are longer because I have a bigger belly than she ever had.
No, that would not make any sense. Actually, if anything, she's taller than
I'm
you.
I'm fucking
so
sick of all of this fucking shit. I'm so glad I didn't go to school.
I don't want to talk about your wife's intestines.
No, I don't want to talk about that. I'm just saying. I just thought that because I had big belly, I'm not getting into this anymore. All right? SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Don't let us know how we're wrong. But anyway, and also, so I always think, you know, because we watch a lot of prison documentaries.
Oh, yes.
We had a fantastic interview with Dr. Catherine Ramsland, and we were obviously discussing BTK in prison. So we always think about this stuff. 6'9". So a prison cell, I believe it's 8x10, right?
Oh,
there is 7x8, something like that. How did this man, what do you just like curl up?
Well, think about that too. That puts a little extra step on like, I gotta talk to Vicky. So Vicky comes around. She's like, "Hi, Casey. You like your dog, Mercy?"
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, I made you do. Let me. Oh, seem you dropped your spoon. Let me bend over so you can say what you're missing.
It was a stinky affair.
But 6'9", right? You know that he's super uncomfortable. So he knows he has to be like, "Girl, when I saw you saunter down that hallway with them tiny ass feet of yours, I knew I wanted to see them feet in my hands. And I wanted to see your buttocks perched up on a pillow so I get the angle just right."
And you do like, make it sound kind of sweet.
But he does. I mean, imagine he has to show up. You just hear like, "Only you," like from like him singing, like because he has to really do it. Because not only did she just like, he didn't escape. He was let out. She arranged. She did all of it. She scheduled the van transport in the morning. Made sure that any other of the armed deputies they're going to be out of the building or they're tied up in court.
Ma'am,
she knew the booking officer wouldn't even question her when she told her she was going to take him to court and drop him off without any other employees.
7 hours away from just being retired.
They just gave
Ma'am.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe her pussy was like, "We all going to be free. Like it's not just you, not just the head. Not time for me too, Vicky."
You mentioned, obviously, Casey White being a little bit younger than her. He's 38, although he looks older in many ways.
Jail's hard.
But he was, in September of 2020, why was he behind bars? Well, he murdered a woman, Connie Ridgway, who was 58 years old. So I guess
this is exactly
he had
Vicky's
type.
Yeah, it's also, exactly. And that's Vicky's age too.
And why do you think...
But like, it says here, she sold her house. This is all part of the plan. She sold the house, bought the truck, got the cash, went shopping, got him clothes, got all of these things set up. And then a third person actually rented hotel rooms for them to cover for them. She also got one of her fucking bitches to actually help her.
It's
you know,
insane.
It's been like, "Vicky, I know, Vicky, you have been so lonely. And I know that this must be so much for you. It's like, I just want to say, I'm so happy for you." Like, is it just that? Like you meet some horrible woman on Facebook?
I don't know, man. If she's into prisoner, she definitely chose the right job. It says, again, "I don't trust a skinny chef, don't trust a non-tattooed tattoo artist, and I don't trust a prison guard who isn't emotionally and sexually violently attracted to prisoners."
They also went straight from they got the car, they left, they went to the Quality Inn in Florence, Alabama.
Oh, I was going to guess. I was thinking Quality Inn.
Oh, yeah. They stayed the night and they said, and then they went immediately. She took them to a men's clothing store where she completely outfitted them. Then they went to the adult
Dumber?
Yeah, dude. She gave him the whole run. She dressed him up how she wanted him dressed. They went and bought fucking dildos at the adult store.
He's only been incarcerated since 2020, okay? He doesn't need to be treated like he was incarcerated since 1981. Like, what's a dildo? Oh, wow.
Wow. They have an appetizer for that? What do you mean?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Where are they going? I guarantee you, just thinking here, you're out of jail 2 years, right? I think that Carl's Jr. maybe got the call. I think that maybe they went to Carl's Jr., got a big-ass burger.
Sure.
That's what I'd want. It's a fast food.
That's definitely what I want. I want a steak and want some potatoes.
Well, no, steak and potatoes might take too long. Don't forget they're on the run.
That's the thing. You got to really rush through.
Yeah, you have to rush through.
And what's nice is that with the new Carl's Jr. app, you can order ahead of time. We don't even work for Carl's Jr. I don't even think I
know. You know Domino's? They'll give you $3 if you deliver your own Domino's.
I hate that.
It's so horrible. So anyway, Casey White, he did confess to the murder of this woman, 58-year-old Connie Ridgway. But then he said, no, I didn't do it. I was just insane. And now he faces extra charges, obviously, the escape charge. And now it is possible that he will be executed or face execution because of the most recent dalliance with love, I guess. I'm against capital punishment, but it seems as if they're probably going to be pretty mad at him because if you're already in prison, he's looking at 75 years already. Like, I guess he doesn't have anything to lose, right?
If he escapes again, but with a male prison officer. Think about this. You bring a male corrections officer and they escape again. It's being like, he should be free because he's the most seductive man who's ever lived.
6'9" and to be able to, like Charles Manson. Yeah, he could escape. You can't even know if he was in the room now.
He's
wouldn't
loud
even,
though.
That was his problem.
Yeah. Being like, hey, you might want to check on me. I'm currently escaping. Just so you know. I just want to make sure you know that I'm also escaping just so that you can take a picture of me doing it.
But that's the kind of guy you want to escape. You can shimmy through the pipes. You can do everything. 6'9", just walking out of jail.
No, you do it with that dick meat.
I guess so.
By pounding of somebody down. Or an IOU for a pound down.
An IOU for a pound down.
This is as good as a pound down. Where you're just like, literally, you're going to go in and get out of here. Know where I'm going to go for you. They'll be like, I'm going everywhere, girl. I'm going around the world.
An IOU. IOU for a pound down.
That's how it works.
Thank you.
But if it's a male corrections officer and he leaves again, I feel like you know what we need to do? Send him to Ukraine, negotiate with Putin.
Maybe, obviously.
Because honestly, it comes down to it. He must have some kind of power if he can't be held. That's
and speaking
only
of buttholes
happens.
That can hold a lot, God knows Vladimir definitely has a big old gaper. So apparently he's extremely dangerous. And so anyway, that's the end of that story. They went around drove through three states. So obviously it's a federal situation. And it was just a weird.
But there's something romantic to it that I will grant, like that idea of
when
like,
do you think there's a movie made?
Well, there's Thelma and Louise, but that's the two women. And then there's another, what was the other one? There's something else with the convict.
You don't think that there's going to be a little docuseries or anything on these guys?
Of course, all these fucking people just, they'll do anything for content. They'll do anything. They'll make any show and they'll be like, ooh, the dark side of Ronald McDonald. Like, they're going to do whatever. They'll do something.
I've seen the original Ronald McDonald. That man who wore a little cup on his nose and he was very scary.
And poor Vicky White. I mean, I'm going to say that on this way. You know, I mean, she committed suicide. It's all fucked. I mean, she was complicit, blah, blah, blah. God knows what was going on.
Obviously, was going wrong.
But the one thing that I will say about making it, but if they want to make a television show about it, and if they make this person fucking British and put him in a fat suit, that's a bigger crime than whatever Casey White ever did. That's a bigger crime. Because honestly, what they need is to put a real Facebook woman in a television show, because that's what Vicky White is. She is a Facebook woman, and you can see it right on her face. She's got the weird sort of half a hair lip. She's got too eager of eyes. She's got the bowl cut.
Yeah, she's a prison guard. I mean, you know, she's not going to have a blowout.
I love prison guards, too. Also, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. If you're a CO, I want to know this, because we do have CO listeners.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of good ones, and then we just have to weed out the bad.
But if you're a CO, what would an inmate have to do to get you in there? What is an inmate even going to say? Because honestly, it comes down to it. I guess there's a little bit of like, I see a little bit of a mommy shade where Vicky White knows me like, I'm a Dresia, I'm a Colonia, I'm going to get to you, Carl's Jr. And like, and
you're just like that woman that I murdered.
Yeah.
Great. Do you think?
But I don't think he'll do me. He won't murder me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do you think that she felt like, it's more of a question for the ladies out there, but like, oh, he's not going to do that. Like, I'm better than that woman. Like, do you feel like she like victim shamed this poor Connie Ridgway woman?
These chicks don't know how to suck dick. I know how to keep him. I know how to keep a man down. I know how to keep a man civil. Like, that's all I got to do. Straightening balls. Well, I don't know what she sounded like.
I don't know.
Live from your grave.
A roast as dark as the night. Perfect for fueling the cryptid research and mad ravings required for your podcasting. Don't mind the red eyes. He's just trying to warn you of the bridge.
The bridge.
Finally, from the caffeine-addled brains of Springheel Jack Coffee and Last Podcast on the Left, we bring you Mothman's Red Eye Blend. Yes, delicious Panama beans. Go to lastpodcastmerch.com to order yours today.
Well, anyway, there's another kind of a creepy story here.
Oh, yeah.
I sent this to you, Henry.
I hate this story.
I really hate it. So it was it took place in Israel. There was a flight from Israel to Turkey, right? And they're sitting on the tarmac, always the most fun because the stewardesses are all upset you're there.
Oh, yeah, because they don't get paid till wheels up.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're uncomfortable because the seats are made smaller and smaller every single year for whatever reason. So these passengers are sitting there and all of a sudden, ding, 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 they get a bunch of text messages, an airdrop, and it's a picture of a plane that is downed, and it looks like there was some explosive device that took off the top of the plane.
I hate this.
So they didn't fly.
Well, it's because everybody got airdropped a picture, and they said that they believed the picture came from inside of the airplane. So
God, that's
did
scary.
It, which again, either it's a massive threat because they all got this picture. I actually think that the pilot did a good job. I think that that's actually
really important.
Not taking the flight up, because what are you going to do? It seems like a warning. But we were saying right before the show, you know, it also sounds like somebody not wanting to travel for work. That is like, all right, well, you're waiting for it. You know how many times I've been like in an airport, be like, please call a bomb threat in. Please just.
Oh, is that right? You want to confess to that? Okay. So there were two pictures of wreckages that were sent again on this plane, one from Amsterdam in 2009 that led to deaths of 9 passengers, and a second one showed an image from 2013. There was an airline flight 214 that crashed in San Francisco that killed 3 people. Yeah, I guess I agree as well. I think you got it. They took out all the packages. The one thing is, though, you know, some couples on their honeymoon, like somebody's finally going to Turkey for the first time.
No, of course. They finally got out of COVID prison. Like, they finally are ready to leave their house and like live and do the thing. And then you're like, fuck, now I'll never leave my house ever again.
You never want to be a character from Alanis Morissette's Ironic song. You don't want to be on a plane like, this is the person's first time ever flying. They're like, I'm going to get rid of my fear. And then it's like, never mind, fear. Right back in place.
Firmly established. Just that idea of anybody I feel like that even like, if the Uber driver ever did that, if anybody ever did that, like, they come up to you and they go like, don't get on that plane.
I won't get on.
I had a dream last night that planes fell from the sky. Like, I'd turn right back around.
I believe, number one, Final Destination's a documentary. Didn't have that by 2022 and being our
third.
But there is something to it. You look at 9/11. You look at Michael Jackson.
I don't want to look at 9/11 or Michael Jackson.
You have to.
I don't want a calendar of them with both of them on it.
Seth MacFarlane, what they overslept. There's something to it. Sometimes that's why
we only know it because hundreds, thousands of other people died. And then the only person we know that didn't die was Seth MacFarlane, and that's just because he was lazy.
No, it's because he understood something was going to happen. He has talked about this.
Why did the rest of them die?
Oh, because he didn't tell them. according to local radio broadcaster Glazael, they reported that 166 passengers received the unnerving images.
That's
so anyway, be careful out there.
I remember the last time, the last weekend trip that we did, I was waiting online to join my flight, and a drunken guy from the airport bar wandered over, and he's like, are you guys going to get on that plane right now? I was like, yeah. He's like, you're lucky, because that same flight yesterday, they had to cancel it because the pilot showed up hammered when they give him the breathalyzer test. And I was just like, great.
Thanks for telling me. That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Also, please, God, I have anxiety when it comes to planes. I just like my little Bloody Marys.
Planes are safe.
They are safe.
They're safer than a car.
They want to stay in the air. I get it. But please, God, if you're going to drink, don't be a fucking asshole, because they're about to ban booze from planes. And
that's his medicine.
It's just not, we can't have everything taken away from us because people are being stupid. And I really just, there's a little PSA.
Please.
You're going to have a couple of drinks. Go to bed when you get on the plane.
Yes, just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Do not ruin this for me.
Well, honestly, yeah, that's why the next flight we take, I'm just putting my phone in airport mode when I arrive.
Yes. Also, this flight again, going from Israel to Turkey, they've been through a lot, you know?
Yes.
So I think people, They don't need to. They don't need the images of plane crashes and
none of us need any of this. Things like that. All we need, you know, what we need?
What?
A little peace, love, and understanding.
Yeah, this is really what we've been talking about today.
And my whole life, all I do is press for peace. All I try to do is join cultures together. I try to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And I said this on Sirius yesterday, and I really believe this. I think the one thing that will finally bring us all together. Microplastics.
Yes, because you're encouraged by this.
We will eventually get rid of race and all be plastic. And I think that's really important. I want to say the brave people that make microplastics and what they've done, they should get a Peace Prize.
I've walked around Hollywood a couple of times now, and my friend, I'm telling you, we already are.
Nice.
All plastic.
I want to talk about this. Some of us, you know, you are what you eat.
Yeah, although I never fully understood what that meant because
it doesn't mean anything.
I'm not pizza.
You're not
I'm
pizza.
A person.
I'm not
guacamole. Spaghetti. You are spaghetti.
But can you be a pile of shit? Now this is a story that is
Wait,
real.
What?
This comes from the Thai Inquirer. A leader of a feces-eating cult was arrested after 11 dead bodies were discovered during a raid.
Jeez.
Now, the raid came because they were upset with the amount of dookie that was being turned into fooky. That's food.
Yeah, got
now,
it.
Thai police raided the compound of the suspected cult leader in Chayamphum. I hope I'm saying that correct. This is in the Chayamphum province. But they got mad because local authorities, they were going to go raid the compound because the group apparently, allegedly, they violated land encroachment laws and they broke all the COVID-19 restrictions, right?
Okay.
And they knew this because someone came forward and there was allegations that were made that this little community happened to all be eating the bodily fluids of their leader. They're saying that this guy named Thawi Nanran, who's 75 years old.
Okay.
This man, they call father. They're saying this man is going there. He's breaking some health codes. And when they arrived, they found out that there was 11 bodies in coffins just rotting.
Whatever they want to do with COVID and policies there, this is illegal no matter what.
No. This is really not so COVID safe to eat a man's shit.
Yeah,
in a
but
field.
I just, okay.
No, well, this I'm, is, you got to think about this. Okay,
no, I know.
They should be
I got
wearing
it.
Masks. If they're going to be, truly, if
well,
they're going to be drinking piss, no, you need to be wearing masks.
Then you couldn't drink it.
No, because in the, or at least wear a piss soaked. Mask.
If
okay?
it comes from the lead let's singer of that band, then it's okay.
Yeah, just let's be responsible. And so they arrived, they came, they found all the dead bodies in coffins.
Jeez.
Apparently the leader, he had death certificates for only 5 of them. And the other 6 are just there. So first of all, I don't know how that happens.
Not to be totally hacky, but isn't the body enough?
No.
That's not a certificate. It's like a bird. I forget. Maybe it's Nate Bargatze, a very, very funny comedian. I think he maybe had a bit where it's like, am I not? Oh, maybe it was John Mulaney. Am I not proof of my, do I need a birth certificate? Anyway, you get it. What I'm saying is, again, does that matter?
I don't know. Well, it comes down to how they die. Why didn't you tell
all
us
the,
they
all
die?
All the human shit that they ate.
That's what it is. It's more along the lines of like, all right, they're dead and you have them. They're dead. All right. But why didn't you tell us? The police and the government that they were dead. And they
Because I
now
figured
also,
you were going to arrest me because I forced them to eat my shit.
No,
for the
no, no.
Best
they thought that was cool.
They thought that was cool.
They didn't understand that. So this strange group, everyone's saying in the local area, they said that they conduct themselves in a religious-like manner where devotees of this man, Thawi Nanra, the father, they called him father, they said they would do anything for him. And what he would do is that in order for you to get spiritually cleanse yourself and get closer to him is that every morning you had to drink his urine, eat his feces, and then you had to eat a bunch of dirt. My question is, number one, is like, that's a lot of pee-pee. And I am now currently, I'm doing vitamins now.
Yeah.
And I'm pissing like a senator.
Yeah.
I am just pissing.
Kind of uncontrollably, unbeknownst to you in public.
All the time. Out of my pants. Maybe he's taking a lot of oil oregano. Maybe that's what's happening. Or a lot of B1.
Would that make it better than for you, do you think?
I don't know. But then he's also shit a lot.
They
went and they would eat it. And I guess people got really upset.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture here from a Reddit page. Axley Ace says, well, I didn't expect to read that today. I'm looking at a picture of the guy. I'm going to say he's got guts that look like he's full of shit and he's ready to give it to you whenever on command, on demand. He's a
la carte.
He looks to be kind of like a toffee.
A la fart.
A la fart, indeed. That's maybe what got you sick in Vegas.
Oh, it may be.
But he's prepared. to do what he was doing.
Oh, absolutely. It was almost like he was born for it. Now, this came out and the incident went viral. And then a lot of people have been saying, former members of the cult have been coming out and saying like, hey, I've participated in this. And one woman even said, the thing is that there isn't even an odor. It's like when we go to consume Father's Duke, she says there isn't even an odor. She says only those with a tainted mind may smell that this smells like shit.
Interesting. Also, just with this search, I just found an interesting article about this Bay Area diet cult. You ever heard about this? It was in the 70s. No, it was 1983. Anyway, I'll look into this more.
Yeah, please. Yeah, present it next week because it really comes down to, well, there's not much more information.
This guy claimed for this food cult, he claimed he hadn't eaten in 19 years. And then his followers.
That's not true.
No, it's not possible.
But they probably drink bone broth. They probably do something. I know there's a whole thing of the idea of like you could. There's a whole cult that believes it's breatharianism. I believe it's called breath.
This is exactly what it is. Breatharian Institute. But you know what? This is hilarious. Do you know why the cult fell apart?
Why?
Because his followers found out that he was sneaking into 7-Eleven. And he was eating. And he would eat just like the rest of them.
Of course.
So they did like a thing. And they were like, we saw you going to 7-Eleven.
Wait a second.
And that's why it broke up. And he bought a pot pie. And that's what ended the cult.
Wait a second, Father. Well, those taquitos? Literally, I'm like, no. Like, how do you cover that?
So, yeah, one of the...
Like, he was like, yeah, big gulp, like, is that shit? He comes out, he's got a big styrofoam hat on and a bunch of magazines?
Yeah, they said an assistant found Brooks, that's the cult leader, drinking a Coca-Cola, and then the mass mutiny occurred. And anyway...
That's all just... those people... You know what? I give that cult credit. Because a lot of times, when you see... Your leader, dead to rights, doing something that's against all of the various teachings that he's been saying for the last couple of years. A lot of times they just move the goalposts and they just say like, oh, well, this is just he's eating to see how bad the food is so he can show us how harmful the food is.
Thank you.
You can do that stuff. You can
also
flip it.
Coca-Cola, it's not really food. Maybe if you freeze it.
I mean,
I just feel like it's
food.
Not. Yeah, but it's.
It's
I just
so
don't think
much
of it
worse
as
than
food.
I feel like it's so. If you caught him eating an apple, you'd be like, okay, maybe that we could fold that
compromise.
Back in. Yes,
sure.
But there's so it's Coca-Cola's got all the sugars, and it's very complex and it's very bad for you, and it fucking takes rust off a bumper. That's so much worse than food.
Yeah, he was on the Tom Snyder Show, and this Tom Snyder, one of the most annoying television hosts of all time.
Let me tell you something else.
So yeah, that was when he was covered in cigarette smoke.
Covered in cigarette smoke. Waylon Jennings had a great walkout on him. A lot of people walked out on Tom Snyder. I think
idea.
That was his bit, right? Yeah. But he says. This is according to the cult leader. Breatharianism is a philosophy that believes in the human body when it's in perfect harmony with itself and nature is a perfect breatharian.
You
know, all the constituents that we need is taken from the air that we breathe.
That's
which,
not true.
Again,
it's not true. Again, not true. Don't flag us for disinformation. It's not true. It's not correct. You have to eat food. And honestly, it's good to eat food at least 3 times a day. You should be stop skipping meals. Just eat smaller meals.
Anyway, be careful out there. And again, if you're going to join a cult, get food.
Get food.
We used to have one that has a bunch of food. Why does that go hand in hand with cults?
Well,
bad food.
The serious answer is that what it does is that it helps break your will. And so if you keep somebody hungry and if you destroy their day, if you structure their day that they have no time to think, that literally they get up and they work and you keep their calorie intake really low, what that does is make a more pliable cult group.
And I believe one of the more successful was the...
Om Shinrikyo, and then also recently Gwen Shamblin. That whole story. Gwen Shamblin had a whole thing about like dieting through Christ, where people were doing extreme weight loss things. It was very, very harmful. She would like, you know, do the thing where she'd stand you up and she'd be like, "I see a lump," and like grab a lump, like Jesus hates lumps, like that type of shit. They died because her new husband, who was an amateur pilot that was Tarzan in a 1980s TV movie,
what?
Crashed their 8-seat plane, their Cessna, into a lake on their way to a Trump rally because he refused to acknowledge that they couldn't fly through a storm because he's like, Trump needs us there and God's going to keep us safe.
You know, again, just
you
take care of yourself out
shit.
There. No, you really can't. All right. Well, speaking of...
I want to talk about the best photograph of a UFO ever.
Let's do that.
This story is another one that is, again, apparently, did you see this today? Adam Schiff made an announcement. They're going to do one of the biggest public talk about UFOs. They're going to do a big press conference.
Oh my God, is a Democrat about to do something that someone might like? This might actually move the needle.
No, it's not Democrats. No, I don't think so.
No, Adam Schiff is.
I'm so mad. I'm just so mad because it really is. There's a little bit part of me that wants to say,
why?
Like,
what are you mad about now?
Because it's like, truly, like, I am saying this. Is this the time? You know what I mean? Like, is this the time we're doing this? But okay,
when you talk about it in the live show, no one seems to really care about UFOs.
No,
and true. I think that they probably should a little bit.
They're like, yeah, let's do the press conference now while nobody cares again, right? Like while everybody's upset. But this is a really interesting story. An aerial photographer, Sergio Loauza, noticed a shiny round metal saucer-like object flying between a plane and a lake, right? And this was for the National Geographic. So he had this giant aerial, like a topography
1,000-pound camera.
Yes, it was in a plane. And they were flying over, I believe...
Oh, I'm sorry, 100-pound camera.
100-pound camera. I believe that they were over the area of...
Lake Cote.
Now, this is South America, correct? I believe it's South America. And... Costa Rica. It was over Costa Rica.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Fernando. And the idea is, like, so they took all of these pictures. This is for a long time ago. This is in 1971.
Yeah.
And this picture was a single frame. And what you see is a straight up, like, out of a 1950s sci-fi movie.
Absolutely.
UFO. It looks like a fucking hubcap with a point on it. And it looks legit. And it's
Do you think, because this does, as you just mentioned, looks just like Hollywood told us they looked.
Yes.
Is that just a coincidence?
Interesting. Is it?
I know what I mean. Isn't it kind of trippy though?
Coincidence.
Well, there is more and more I wonder about what does Hollywood know, right? There's more and more I wonder, not about like what they know, what they were told and kind of how this information was disseminated to people. Now that we know really how far the octopus arms of the CIA, I mean, not that they're not now. I mean, who knows what the hell's going on now? We know that the internet's filled with feds and their various people.
Lies and manipulation destroying our entire society.
Of course, absolutely. So, but the CIA's octopus arms at the time were so intense that we don't know. We don't know whether or not there are things like this that kind of got floated or if people just heard about it. Just literally like black op guys. I feel like there's a human element of like black op guys saying like bragging out of school, hammered, talking about this shit to some Hollywood guy just to impress him. And then all of a sudden the Hollywood guy puts it in a movie. Who fucking knows?
Right.
This frame was discovered and he showed this to his bosses at National Geographic. And they're like, let's put this one away. Let's not look at this. We don't know what
it's
this
cool covering
is
right it up. Now.
No.
She just wanted us to put it away underneath some covers.
Let's let it sleep.
So no one sees it.
Oh, it looks
it's
tired.
Not a cover up.
No, cover up. It's more like put a blanket on it, let it sleep.
Okay.
And so they started getting it analyzed by experts, and there is a lot of people that are saying that they do believe that this is a genuine photo of something. I don't know what the hell this is. And
it's
so,
trippy, man.
Who knows? I don't know. Like, there are a lot of people that are really, really impressed by the image. If you look at it, you should. If you UFO Research Group, UAP Media, they got a high resolution image of the photograph.
Yeah.
And they believe that this is like, if you look at this fucking thing, I don't know. It looks real. I mean, I'm a fucking moron, obviously, but if this is weird as fuck.
Speaking of, you know, lying undercover, it seems to be bunked. Because no one's been able to debunk this at this point.
It's very similar to the gimbal video. And there are a lot of people who've been saying, like, there have been people who've been trying to debunk these official videos that have been coming out, but it's been very difficult.
And another interesting thing about it is the object is visible only in frame 300. And so Henry talks about this during the live show, kind of the idea of space-time manipulation, bleep, bleep, objects coming in and out of our reality. No one... nor the pilot, nor its three crew members saw anything during the flight.
No.
So it's just very interesting.
It's just, who knows? And it goes by really fast. Or it's like, I really feel like there's a little bit of the phenomena that likes to give a little wink. Hey, like, we do what we want. We tell a story that we want. We don't even care if you hear our story. We're just going to keep telling it and then you're going to figure it out.
As long as these UFOs aren't retiring anytime soon, I think we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, we better
because
be.
As we learned, people go crazy during times of change.
Live from your grave.
Hey, what's up, everyone? How you doing? Ben Kissel here with Henry Zebrowski.
Yeah, it's me, man.
Yeah, bro. Henry Zebrowski is smoking some of that sweet last podcast on the left, babe. Go out there and purchase yourself some. I hope you enjoy it. We have sativa, we have indica, and we have a hybrid. And I have to tell you, from my personal experience, they are wonderful.
Super tasty live resin. You really get the delicious weedy taste, which is what I like. And yes, three different experiences. You go to your local vape store and get it.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for supporting the show. We absolutely love you. Can't wait to see you on the road. And get that vape, put it in your brain, and have a good time.
And if you want us at your favorite weed store, give them a call and ask for them by name. Absolutely. Last podcast on the left, it's weed.
Hail yourselves, everyone.
Hail Satan.
All right, well, let's do Hero of the Week.
Let's do it.
All right, Hero of the Week. Let's talk about Ukraine.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Great. Wow. It's getting on.
It seems like we're doing good over there.
You literally sounded just as intelligent as everyone else.
No. I think you're doing good over there.
You nailed it. So there's 200 explosive devices right now in Ukraine that were found by a Jack Russell, and he recently received a presidential medal from President Zelensky, and he's just sitting there being like so cute. He literally.
That's such a cute
There's puppy. A dude sitting there, and then the dog is just, he has his little head up on the table. He's like sleeping, and he doesn't even really know he's a hero, but he is a hero, and he found 200 bombs, and I gotta say, things are not going great if you are in a town where a dog can find 200 bombs. It reminds me of the person who tried.
Honestly, the only way Wendy would be able to find a bomb is if I just threw her in her minefield and something exploded. Like, she's not going to
like
be
like Rambo?
Able to, yeah, she's not going to be able to find them.
Well, he's a Jack Russell Terrier, and he's so good. Apparently, the breed is known for fox catching, which I say leave the foxes alone, and rat catching, which is, that's fine. You can do whatever you want.
Kissel, you got to go do a little bit of cougar catching.
I'm trying. It's not going well. So he has a powerful snout. He has endless energy. And he has an appetite that's small, which makes him better for minesweeping.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know why. Maybe because he's too skinny and he doesn't make the bombs explode.
Honestly, a lot of models come from Ukraine. Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Are we body shaming this little tiny dog?
Kind of.
You're just so happy that we can trim his lines?
Yeah, his name is...
We need to think about this. And we need to figure out how... We need to hold these people accountable for this type of body sizing of a Jack Russell.
Absolutely. And the dog's name is Patron. I want to thank everyone who gives to our Patreon. And yeah, so he helped diffuse 262 explosive items.
That's incredible.
And again, if you're out there, be safe, please God. But anyway, he's Hero of the Week, so good job, little dog. You're helping save lives, and he's only 2 years old, so hopefully he can retire soon too.
Unless he gets I feel like the only way one of those careers end is by getting exploded by a landmine, right?
Well, I saw, did you ever see that movie Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
He does wear a little jacket. He has like a little I'm about to storm the Capitol vest.
Is that gonna help him?
Yeah, I won't know, but It's for
a cause.
Yeah. You can help him. Like when his legs will be blown off and his head will be blown off and his tail will be blown off, but you'll have
his torso will be together.
Yeah. So
what if I got shot in the face?
It's a chance we're willing to take. All right. That's our patron. Thank you for doing what you do and be safe out there, everyone.
Sophia Furtado is a DoorDash driver. She helped save a woman, Karen Herbert Sullivan, from lying unconscious, bleeding out of her nose. So that's another hero.
You seem to continue to be adding on to my heroes, but okay.
I'm just saying that's a hero. That's another hero.
But the dog.
That's a hero too. Of all
this
of
got
the
a medal of honor.
Yes, of all Which, the again, recent animal
give it to
heroes.
More people, but yeah,
you could give it to people if they're doing good things.
Yeah,
but also when it comes down to war, what is it good for?
Money.
We're out here, man. We're fucking, you gotta go out there. I gotta go fight for you. A fucking flag, dog. Flag's just a fucking...
I don't think that anyone's recruited you.
Flag's a curtain, man. Flag ain't done nothing for me. My flag ain't my father.
And again, if you want to learn more about flags, listen to our Blackbeard series. I did not realize that they would announce when they're about to attack via the black flag. And then obviously, if you lose, I guess you put up the white one.
There used to be a lot of rules in warfare.
Yeah, which I always thought was so weird.
No, they had rules, and that's how, because that's how they believed they did it civilly, even though it was war.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't really understand why they did that. I don't know why.
Well, thank you to that DoorDash driver, and thank you to Patreon the Little Dog.
And I just want to say again, and thanks to DoorDash for everything that they've done.
What has DoorDash done for you?
Save my marriage.
Did it?
No. But see, my marriage is stable. What is DoorDash? I don't use DoorDash.
I use Uber Eats.
But I feel like it's all just one big company.
Yeah, and actually I've been trying to directly call the restaurants just because I know it gives them more money. But these restaurants no longer, they don't take calls anymore.
The one thing I will say, though, is you got to stop picking up that banana like it's a phone.
Oh.
Now let's read some listener emails.
No, that's true, though. Remember that when people were trying to demand that we eat bananas properly? Where they're like, you don't
fucking eat bananas. I don't fucking know,
I'm
dude.
I'm just not doing that.
It's too late, dude.
Yeah. Also, bananas. We kind of created them, didn't we?
Yes, not America, but humans developed the banana to the banana we know it
also,
is today.
Also, did you know broccoli is not a natural fruit?
No, it's all the same plant. Vegetable. It's kale and broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
But it was created by human beings. Text me, call me, let me know. Why am I wrong? I'm not.
I don't know. You are correct. I think.
Maybe. 50-50.
So the email you read in the previous episode about the farting psychic reminded me of this. My friend's mom and aunt were in high school and working on some sort of school project, and for whatever reason, they figured they could get some valuable information by going to see their local psychic.
Okay.
They wanted to see if she had any books that had to do with whatever they were researching. They pulled into the parking lot that was next to the psychic shop, and they were just in the car talking about how they didn't know if they should go in or not, and how they were a little scared. They were hesitant.
Well, the psychic should know they're out there.
That's what I'm saying. All of a sudden, there was a knock on their car window, and it was just this tiny old woman smiling at them. They rolled down their window, and she said, I've been expecting you. No need to be nervous.
I say that, and any time I see anybody, I just say that.
Come in. They followed her into the little house when the entire house was red velvet.
Ooh.
The couches, the chairs, the curtains. I'm pretty even sure the walls were red velvet. The psychic walked over to the bookshelf and grabbed a book and told my friend's mom and aunt, I believe this is what you came for.
Okay.
And they pulled a book out on the exact subject that they were researching. Right? She told them they could come and borrow the book, but it was extremely important that they return the book once they were finished with their project. And they said, okay. They took the book and they left. A few weeks later, they were finished with the project. They kept meaning to take the book back to the psychic, but kept forgetting. One day, my friend's aunt was working, and the psychic came in and said, you know, I told you it was very important that you get that book back to me. Oh, you gave me your word. And I'm afraid that something terrible will happen if you don't get it back to me.
Yeah, you don't steal a book from a psychic.
Her aunt said she was sorry and they would return it as soon as possible.
Yeah, gotta get that book back.
A couple of nights later, my friend's mom had the book laying out on her nightstand. She went to bed like normal and woke up in the middle of the night extremely hot. She realized that her bedside table was on fire.
Whoa.
And was about to take the curtains with it. They ended up getting it out, calling the fire department, and when they inspected the damage, the book that the psychic gave them was completely untouched, although it was sitting on the table as well.
I'll just give the book back.
And everything else around it was completely destroyed. Her mom and aunt grabbed that book and took it back to the psychic the next day. When they walked into her house, everything that was previously red velvet was now blue velvet. Floor to ceiling blue velvet. When
Pabst
the psychic saw
blue
them.
Ribbon!
Blue. And when the psychic saw them, she smiled and said, I told you something very bad was going to happen.
Yeah, mad at you about
that. You didn't return the book to me.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me you were going to burn my house down.
Ah. I'm a bit of a firebug.
You are mean, yeah.
I will kill again.
Oh, also there's a new Firestarter movie out, but I'm just going to watch the old one.
Stephen King, I'm a slut fool.
I love Stephen King.
I'll watch all of his, even the bad movies I like.
You know what? I feel the same way about M. Night Shyamalan.
I love all of them.
Yeah.
Except for the last one. Glass was not good.
Oh, Glass.
I liked Old.
I thought Old was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I want to see Baby. Yeah, turn babies.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for him just to go through.
Oh, yeah.
All the timelines.
All the timelines. My grandpa was a pilot and was a part of a group of pilots working with hydrogen bomb testing. My grandpa was cagey about his involvement with what my understanding is that a lot of this was confidential for a long time. My family only started piecing it together after his shed caught fire and he pulled a box of military and government records out. Inside was a passport with his photo and some of his information, except it was a British passport and said he was a British citizen and a member of the Royal Air Force.
Okay.
My grandpa is from Illinois, so that was very odd. So what they were doing was setting off bombs and the pilots would fly through the blast zone with Geiger counters on the cockpit to see how much radiation they were exposed to.
This is what they were just, that was their job that day?
Oh yeah, buddy.
Okay.
After one of the tests, the scientist checking my grandpa's Geiger counter remarked that we didn't think people could survive that much radiation.
Well, really wish you would have told me before you sent me up there.
He was told that you're going to be sterile. And he had two more kids after that. So my mom and my uncle, and I'm sure it's just a coincidence that my mom was born with three kidneys. One pilot didn't properly close the vents in his cockpit, and he died very young from cancer.
Aww.
My grandpa had very bad health problems later in life and always wondered if the radiation had any part in that. Probably did.
Didn't help.
And as far as I'm aware, he never received any compensation from the government for repeatedly exposing him to radiation.
And that's how you know he wasn't British.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what they do.
Thank you, American military.
And I got one last one. I haven't really shared the story as I can kind of rationalize it as a young imagination making me see shit, but I'm fairly confident I saw something at the same time.
Okay.
Despite this, I thought I might send it in to see what you boys think. I live in the lovely city of Brisbane, Australia, which I love. Brisbane's incredible. This story comes from when I was around 6 or 7 years old. The house we were living in at the time was an old Queenslander-style home that had undergone renovation by the previous owners. Despite being a Queenslander, the house was a slightly off layout with walls angling to fit in closets and rooms. One of these oddly shaped areas is the downstairs bathroom, which has the toilet in a separate room than the shower and bathroom. The toilet room doesn't face the bathroom, but if you lean towards it, you can see straight into the bathroom.
Okay.
So I was on the toilet, and I left the door open since my mother was out of the house running an errand, and I didn't feel like closing it. I do this all the time. I love shitting with the door open. There's a certain sense of freedom.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Let my feet hang out.
I lock the door even though I live alone.
Paranoia.
Isn't that weird? I just have it.
No, I like to open it all up, especially, you know, let it out. Let them scream, I say. Now, out of boredom, I leaned forward and I looked into the bathroom. I have no clue what the thing I saw was, but it resembled something wrapped entirely in towels with an oversized sphere with bunny ears as a head. I stopped and I stared at the thing, but it didn't seem to notice me, but instead it just stared in the mirror, touching what I guess you could call its face.
It's like a Donnie Darko situation.
Oh, yeah, I panicked and I slammed my toilet door shut and waited until my mom was home, at which point it was gone. I've never seen anything else like it and haven't seen any mention of things matching its description. Well, next week, wow. I'm going to read a story about the sighting of a giant rabbit. So we will talk about this. I'm talking giant, 6 feet tall. So who knows what this is. Also, we talk about the Sandown Clown in our one-time use cryptids episodes, which was like another one of like high strangeness. You never know. But also maybe it is a trick of the eye.
Or you're being attacked by large, oversized rabbits.
Just a nightmare. You just made it sound like I'm crazy for even saying that it could possibly be real.
Hey, man. Australia is a wacky place. A lot of things happen there.
Of big animals.
Well, also, yes, we will be in Australia, too. We can't wait. We'll see you later on. Early next year.
Yes, January 2023. We cannot wait. But, guys, that's why it's important to live every day knowing that, like, okay, you might just see a creature that you've never seen before and no one else can identify, but no one else will know. And they don't believe you either.
No, if you talk about it, it'll hurt your life.
Oh, absolutely, destroy everything you do. But you have to laugh. Just thinking about how, like, at least you know that you saw it and you could scream, I know what I saw.
Right.
And you have a thing to scream at any bartender at 4 a.m. anytime you want. Like, you don't think you know what I saw? I know what I saw.
Right.
Which is one of my favorite sentences in the world. I know what I saw.
Yeah.
Because again, no one can take it away from you because it's your eyeballs belong to you, sovereign to you. Right. And you have to love the fact that your eyeballs are actually only even loyal to you. And sometimes even not, even they act as inside agents for your face. So I don't know what you could trust. I don't know. But one thing I will say is that you gotta stick by yourself.
Yep.
If you know you saw it.
Anybody who tells you you didn't know that you saw it,
you scream, I know what I saw. Because
absolutely,
that is called algebra of the paranormal.
Absolutely. Stand up. If you saw something, I believe you. Sometimes. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you're doing well out there. We'll see you all on the road. We can't wait. We have some exciting shows coming up.
Yes, we do. We are going to be in St. Louis. Can't wait to eat that barbecue. We're going to go to that show.
Oh, yeah.
And then St. Louis, we got Grand Rapids.
We will be in St. Louis. We will be in Indianapolis. We'll be in Grand Rapids. We'll be in Toronto. And we'll be in New York. We can't wait to see you all on the road.
Seriously, can't wait.
And we hope we can make you laugh a little bit during these interesting times. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustilations.
Me, you fuckers.
Oh, Vicky, you're just the cutest. You're the Vicky White to my Casey White.
Yeah, that's right, because I can feed up all inside you.
I'm his little bean of a woman.
Oh.
Come on. Get that clit. Get that clit, you prisoner.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.